The creme de la creme of local entertainment. What a way to enter this hour of Bajan rhythm and rhyme. Why can't this Christmas feeling go on? A song which is a classic as delivered by Brian Bumba Payne, produced by Nicholas Branca then. And I can tell you that's a great sounding reworking of that classic with many of Barbados' favourite artists. 6:35 and we say good evening and welcome to the Bim Got Talent boss himself, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. Greetings and salutations to everyone. Merry Christmas in advance to everybody. It's a wonderful season so far. And to all those who've lost someone, I wish you health and strength and guidance during this time. I know personally this time of year can be so hard to navigate, especially when you lost loved one, because you miss them most at Christmas time, and that is the absolute truth. So to all you who lost someone this year, my heart, my prayers and thoughts goes out to you from me and my children, to you and your family.
Amen.
This evening, yes, please. Thanks for that, Ronnie. This evening, we're going to play some performances from you for Christmas, some good Bajan talent. I want to hear from you also. We've had a good season, a good Bajan rhythm and rhyme season so far. I haven't heard from you at all. And we've had lots of information. And thanks to the National Transformation Initiative, the NTI. Make sure you all visit them at www.nti.org.bb. Make sure you visit them. And we have lots of information to give you from them in this coming up in this hour. But I have giveaways today. People from pawnbrokers, I have AirPods given away. I have lunch for three. Yes, three from Unique Cooking. I have lunch for three from the cook shop. I have three pizzas given away from Abby's Kitchen. Three pizzas given away. I have $50 top up any service provider of your choice. And I'm so thankful for all these wonderful praises. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you, the public. I want to hear your favorite thing about a Bajan Christmas. I want to hear your favorite thing about a Bajan Christmas. And for me, having most of my family overseas in Canada, most of my family migrated, and me and my dad stopping back here, when they come Barbados for Christmas, is when they go home, Ronnie, they're almost in tears, especially my family from Canada or England. I find they're almost in tears. Like, no matter, they've been coming here for 30 years, no, Ronnie, and they still can't believe that our Christmas is their summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't only mean sun. I mean the frolic surrounding it, because if you know, people, you may not know this public, but some of the shows I've did here, I was in Canada myself. I only recently came back to Barbados like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you, my family envy me to all coming home, because this is not just the sun run, it's the frolic. Because as you know, in the cold, you can't really frolic as you were late in the cold. It's good to look at. It makes for good movies. Like everyone, it's look good on movies and the pictures. But when you're working in the cold, or you have to go and play your trade in the cold, or you have to practice a sport running in the cold, or busking. I saw people doing busking in the cold. And I stand up and spoke to one of the gentlemen, and he said he be doing it now for this is 27 years, and it still feels hard every year. And for me, Ronnie, like, that is blooming my mind. Like, you did something that was hard for 27 years, and no choice of his, of course. You know, life and situation be different. But I mean, all these different things that people say they have to navigate during the winter time is that you have to buy different clothes. You have to dress different. You have to eat different. You can't just eat how you feel it anymore when it's cold, because things hold up on you more. And I just experienced it, like I said, come back a few days ago. So hearing those stories from them makes me appreciate how much a Bajan Christmas really means to me. You know, you could be home running during the winter time, man. Ronnie and myself, we could go down by Cusno on the beach and buy a fish cutter during the height of December. Ronnie and we could go and buy a fish cutter and a beer and sit down on the beach and drink a beer and eat a fish cutter, or we could go and get a nice ham cutter I eat during December for Christmas.
Even in COVID times, even in COVID times, you could do that. Yeah. We could do that.
Oh, kiss. Oh, that's an interesting point, Ronnie, because that's your phone ring. That was my cousin over there telling me that they're going into lockdown tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin in Canada was just calling me here on the phone. That we all hearing, and just see a text from him saying, I can't handle this. We're going back into lockdown tomorrow. And they told him, well, tomorrow I'm going to the beach.
Wow.
And going to take, like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's all these different things, Ronnie, where you could enjoy about a Bajan Christmas or a Caribbean Christmas. And then he said, like, the freedom we have also. He said, it ain't just Christmas in the park. Is the different community Christmas shows. And as violent as Barbados is becoming, he said, we still have a freedom where, like, we can go on the pasture and sit down and watch a police band concert all like today.
Hastings Rocks. Some,
right, we see some clips today from the police band concert in Hastings Rocks in the open, nice and sweet. And they have to worry whether the climate, because the climate is a thing. Whether it's too cold, whether it's too hot. We don't experience those things that not necessarily run. We don't get too cold or too hot. That often in Barbados. A couple of days this year felt hotter than usual, but normally we don't get too cold as unbearable. So like some days for them it could be good, and then it's too hot to bear or too cold to bear. And then the safety, you could sit down and you gotta worry about your safety and sit down and watch a concert, and you gotta worry about your safety. There's so much things to enjoy about Barbados still. We don't want to go away. Yes, I'm denouncing the violence, Ronnie. Yes, we are denouncing the crazy things that may be going on in society. But these small things that we are talking about for a Bajan Christmas, Ronnie, we don't want these small things to go away. And for me, I will let Ronnie share his in a bit. But for me, my favorite thing about a Bajan Christmas, for me, is mostly the vibe that it still carries. Like, I've been to places where it's supposed to be a winter wonderland, and he wasn't feeling the Christmas vibe all the way in the snow. And I've been in Barbados most of my life, all my life. And Ronnie, at this time, I still feel a heightened sense of love at this time and camaraderie during this time. And that's one of the things I like. I would like it like Bamba said, what I would like that this feeling to go on. But reality of it is that this feeling is come and go, and I don't like to see it go, but it honestly, as a Rasta man, I can admit that I like the feeling that it brings, Ronnie. That's my favorite thing. Let me share it. But my favorite thing is the feeling that it brings during this time.
Well, my favorite thing now is being alive.
Whoa.
Full stop.
Whoa.
And surviving the conditions that we're living in.
As
a nation, and individually, everybody has their own challenges. But I think that charity is greatest upon my heart when I think of Christmas. It has a lot to do with what I went through as a child, you know, and having children too, no grandchildren yet. But people need to eat. People need to have somewhere to stay. People need to make it. And that's the biggest thing on my heart and mind this Christmas.
No, yes, I love that. Give me that. A minute to sinking, especially with the year we've been having, is certainly, boy, Ray knows sending me back in such a dreaded place. But you know, there's still a couple weeks that my brother was killed. You know, it's still not 6 months. It's still not a year. It's still not even 3 months yet.
That's right.
And you know, like, and it wasn't even meant for him. He was just staying down 10 steps away from his house chilling, and it was meant for someone else. But luckily, he's gone just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me just ponder upon what you said, that the biggest thing is life. And then Dennis at home suddenly gone.
And John Doe at work.
And John Doe at work. And if anybody loved John Doe or ever listened to John Doe, you can tell when a man really loves his job. You can tell when a man really loves his job and lives with that persona, because that morning mayhem persona run. John Doe lived that. Even when he was at Brewster's Road Fets, when he was at Wadada Fets, back to school Fets running, it was John Doe, the mayhem boss, the morning show boss, that way it was then. So if you know you love his work, and then he gone, died at work. But I mean, people that were so alive, it makes really hard to cherish being alive. But then you mentioned charity. You know, it'd be a touchy topic that some people would be afraid of, but during this time, simply eating is still a challenge for some people.
Every day. With COVID, there's no school meals. There's no breakfast program for school children, given the fact that they're not heading to school per se. I mean, those organizations may still reach out in another quiet way. So there are thousands of children, and I don't think that this is the place to pretend, that are vulnerable since COVID-19 has come around. Even though we're a republic, that hasn't changed for them or for their parents. And this is where we need to be focusing any revival in Barbados, the revival of the vulnerable, vaccinated or not, right? Basic human needs. And from a Christian perspective, yes, Christmas is an opportunity to hear about Jesus and God with a G, that they may not any other time of the year, or as some persons seem intent on pushing, not hearing about God with a G at all, but glory to God in the highest, and making that faith practical. Faith without works is dead. And we need to realize that. So if there's any talk about mental brainwashing, it's about making sure that we are of service and of use. And the fact is, if you are heavenly minded as a Christian, you are going to be of use on earth. You're not waiting to die and go to heaven. You're meeting the needs of the people here, because that's what Jesus did and encourages us to do. So there's going to be a need to redefine what love is, what service is. And of course, 1 Corinthians speaks to that in chapter 13, and John 3:16 says, God so loved. So when people are being fed, when people are being clothed, when people are being taught, inspired, encouraged, uplifted, then that's Christmas for me.
Yes, I love when you said, bro, I love when you said we have to redefine what love is. And I love that. And I'm throwing that out to the public as well. I'm throwing out to the public of Barbados who's locked on right now, to the nation's number one. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rain. Today we're talking about our favorite things about a Beijing Christmas. Ronan, I also talking about the things we would love to do more of for Christmas. And he said, if you're just joining, he said, we have to redefine what love is. And especially when it comes to Beijing Rhythm and Rain, that's what we're all about. We're really, really trying to reshape what people think about Barbados, what people think about what it means to be a Beijing. He said, of course, the opportunity to teach about Christ and hear a little more about Christ during this time, which is what we want to speak about as well. But the great man also spoke to what Christ did. And I think a lot of the times that is being left out of the conversation, Ronnie. So I love when you call for everyone to be a bit more charitable. And I'm calling on the public, you know, I'm not talking about any cameras. I'm not talking about on radio, newspapers. I'm speaking straight about what Ronnie speaks about, charity. You know what I mean? Just being a bit more charitable, especially during this time, you know, like he just said something that was so important to me, because through Bim Got Talent, which is the reason we're doing this show, through places like the NTI, who trying to create a star Beijing and every Beijing, trying to uplift the level of all Barbadians and NTA offering free training to every Barbadian. And you know, through BIM Got Talent, my aim is to take all talented youth, no matter the talent, and put it on display for the world to see, and hoping I can help these young people to shape careers. And when Ronnie spoke about what Jesus did, I think a lot of things that's being left out of the conversation, you know, the acts and what he did, you know, not what was written down, you know what I mean? Like what he stand for, what his name and his life truly stand for. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but doing good was Jesus' religion.
Sluggy, here's a key thing. People talk about this with regards to corruption. Your left hand not knowing what your right hand is doing.
Right hand do.
But it has nothing to do with corruption. That's not where it comes from. Right? From a gospel perspective, you know. Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 3, it says, if you should ever be betrayed into any of these philanthropies, right? It says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand does.
Oh, that's the entire text.
All right. Well, that's the King James Version. So essentially, from a giving perspective, right, that really is what giving is about. And I guess the right hand would be the public per se. You understand what I'm saying?
You give
quietly. It's like people want to be praised openly for what they should be doing in private. I say that with regards to goodwill, good intentions, good things. You shouldn't have to wait to be seen to do good things. Or indicate to people that you do things. People should see the impact of your things and your actions and immediately recognize those which are good as good.
Yes.
Right?
That's the key for me, Ronnie. The impact is the key for me for sure. And that's what I thrive on most is creating that impact more than individual impact. You know what I mean? Like trying to positively impact the lives of many people and then let those people go and do good.
Yeah, another interpretation says, when thou doest alms, that's, you know, charity, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. That's ALMS. You know, that your giving may be in secret. But, you know, we like to take these biblical quotes and not attribute where they come from because we want to apply them to secular, regular living, right? It's like, the truth shall set you free. That's only a part of it. That's only a part of it. I ain't come here to preach this evening, so I can...
No. We are Christmas. We are the things we love more for Christmas.
Here it is. The Gospel according to John. Chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, English Standard Version says, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in me, my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So it's not to fit on a little keyring or a bumper sticker or a meme. It has its place inside there for a reason. And there's so many, you know, people, we talk about the wages of sin is death, and leave it there. Great song, you know, but even Sluggy Dan would tell you, I mean, the late Sluggy Dan from Jamaica, but the gift of God is eternal life. So we like to take a little piece of these things from the Bible, which is the most familiar text in Barbados when it comes to religion, but it shouldn't be about religion, it should be about relationship with God. Whoever you choose to serve or follow, you have to have a relationship. And the good is what you should be manifesting. Not war, not division, not discrimination, right? Simple as that. Yes. So you know what I miss here? I miss the schools coming in for Let's Sing for Christmas because like we mentioned when Mac was on a few weeks ago, those type of things, They plant that seed in that child. That child will remember. That might be the only time that child ever gets before a microphone in a media setting and hears their voice as part of a group or as a solo in a song on the radio or on television with CBC when they do time to sing and voices at Christmas.
You know something that just hit me. You know that they have children that I meet 15 years later that tell me that the time they come here with me or the time I bring certain children from Parkinson here, you know, they say that that was the first and last time they would have ever been at a radio station or on TV.
Yeah. And that's why we can't take that for granted. We can't take for granted the fact that we've been blessed with the opportunity to be on air maybe once a week or once a day on any of the four formats that we have here. And you cannot take that relationship for granted. And I said that when Dennis died. We worked together since 1995 when I came. He came in 1994. And we both had sojourns in the pine and came back. And we were so accustomed working with each other. Like two people would work elsewhere, let's say in an office or a factory or in one of the services, that you became a team to the point that it was your everyday experience to work together as friends and colleagues, right? Whereas people on the outside would see us, some would see us as stars, some would see us as personalities, but we saw each other as colleagues. So when that colleague is gone, That's devastating.
Very.
And it's devastating for anyone who's ever worked anywhere or ever had a relationship with anybody, including family, and they are no longer there. And when you add COVID to that equation and the restriction on life globally, you know, on entertainment, you know, it's really, from a mental health perspective, and we cannot understate the impact on mental health of the past 18 months, you know, it and on our children. Wow. So this Christmas is different. And I would just like to encourage anybody who can do anything for anybody. You know, it would be great, you know, if you could buy all the toys in the world and all the hams in the world and turkeys. But we know that's not going to happen. Sometimes it could be, you know, a little plastic bag with five packets of drink mix. Maybe two corned beef, two luncheon meat, some bread rolls, or, you know, we always call them again, though, salt breads. extra large loaf of bread, a little cereal, maybe an evap milk if you can't afford the $5.99 to $6.75, depending upon where you shop, full liter milk. This is reality in Barbados, my friend. That makes a difference from having nothing to even having that. That and a bag of rice, a small ketchup, you know, a pack of onions, a couple of pounds of tomatoes. That may, and if you can, tray of mincemeat, you know, that takes the pressure off a mother or father or both of them if they are in the house, because it's stress out there. And that's what Christmas is about. And I think things like that and information and knowledge and education from courses such as NTI help alleviate the pressure, because there's a lot of pressure out there. And when you think that there are children that are of teachable age for adult principles of business and civics and other careers, NTI can provide those children with authentic, genuine, well-organized instruction, teaching, and certification. And when you don't have money, now, this is not just for people that don't have money. Don't get me wrong. This is for everybody. But I'm speaking specifically for the people who are wondering, how am I going to make it? What can I do? Well, I can tell you that they have something for you to do. Challenge me that there's nothing that they offer as professionally as they do that you cannot do. Something is there. I'm a hard man to impress, Lucky. I've been in this business for a long time. I've been According to
I
some people,
wine tasting.
Right, right.
I see something on wine tasting.
Well,
bro.
Well, I will tell you in case you didn't know
that's crazy.
I was a wine salesman from 1991 to when I departed in 1990. Yes, I was a wine salesman, and I did. I represented brands, very popular brands in this country, sold millions of dollars in wines and spirits, millions. I got familiar with the various varieties of wine, the regions of wine, dry wine, sweet wine, semi-sweet, brut, sparkling. What is real champagne? What is sparkling wine? What is Charmat bulk format process? What is the monk method, the Dom Perignon that carries the name, etc.? And, you know, Veuve Clicquot and Moët and Chandon, etc., etc. All of that. So tasting is important. And we know that there's a gentleman in our entertainment business by the name of Ramesses Brown. Well, he's a top wines and spirits man. And he travels the world. You hear what I tell you, Barbados? Travels the world. Because of that, that skill that he has. He's everywhere.
It's a man in Rome.
But the only fault that he has is that he supports Manchester City. But that hasn't stopped him. So listen to this now. Listen to this. So if you want to know about things like Chardonnay and Pellini Montrachet, that cognac is brandy, but not all brandy is cognac, right?
Don't tell me that Antia have something on wine still.
Listen, if you wanted to know more about wine, here's a beginner's course to get you started. Now, this could put you on the road, right, to being a success. And I mean this sincerely, because Ramesses is serious about his work. He's serious about his entertainment. He's serious about everything. He's serious about Manchester City. But you see his work? He's trained for that. He's read. He's been taught. And it starts with that first step. So in the spirit of the season, if you always wanted to know more about wine, here's a beginner's course to get you started. Whether you're in the hospitality sector or you have always wanted to know more about the wines you choose for hosting friends and family. Wine tasting, sensory techniques for wine analysis. Module 1, wine styles. The first module will explore types of wine and help you set up your own tasting. You'll also begin to build a sensory vocabulary. Take the first steps on a journey through the various categories of wines, starting with the flavor profiles of classic New World and Old World wines. Identify and describe flavor groups of wine. Discuss the aspects of wine that you see, smell, feel, and taste. So you're talking about New World, Old World, you're talking about France, you're talking about Germany, and then you're talking about places like South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Argentina, Chile. There was a time when Chilean wines were extremely popular in Barbados. You had things like Walnut Crest and Conchitoro. And from Australia, you would have had Rosemont, Shiraz and Chardonnay. Those things were very popular. Module 2, wine flavor and aroma. Compare and contrast the flavor profiles of 8 classic red varietals and 8 classic white varietals. Discuss the growing requirements for each varietal, as well as their cultural and historic background and growing locations. You'll also be able to create flavor standards to help you develop your sensory vocabulary. So when you're talking about varietals, grape types, for example, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Colin Spencer likes a good Merlot. Then you've got things like Sauvignon Blanc. Then you've got Chardonnay, very popular. The lesser known varietals such as Chenin Blanc, French Columbine, Grenache, and then things like, I'm trying to remember a couple of the others. I've mentioned Cabernet Sauvignon already. So you'll be able to create flavor standards to help you develop your sensory vocabulary. Module 3, common wine faults. And by the way, California wines are very popular. They used to sell a specific brand, Gallo. Mondavi was more upmarket within the Californian region, etc. You had Almaden that was distributed by Stansfield Scott in carafe form. Pomasson carafes were very popular too. Then you had these popular UK marketed wines like Le Pia d'Or. You have Matus from Portugal. So, you know, what does it say here? Is there something wrong with this wine? Learn how to identify the most often encountered faults. Find out how to recognize them as well as determine what caused them. Then you'll differentiate between a fault and a defect and examine the range of classic faults and their origins. You'll also learn techniques for spotting problems and create wine defect sniff standards to practice fault recognition. Now, this is a beginner course here, but this is detailed. It goes on to wine and food pairing. Now, you know, Bajans love a sweet wine. I ain't want there to tie up me mo. What they mean is that a dry wine is not sweet to them. So their palate is more, I want something sweet, right? And they'll just drink what they want with everything, okay?
Yes.
Now there's a certain type of food that enhances the experience of the wine that you drink when it is paired properly. So can you drink red wine with fish? In this module, learn about the often asked question of how to pair wine with food, the physical, structural, textural, and aromatic aspects of both the wine side and the food side of the equation. You'll learn how to improve your ability to make flavorful choices and determine the structure and weight of a wine and much more. And this applies to dessert too. There are certain types of wines that you pair with specific desserts.
Nice.
Now it says you will have a project in module 5. This is the final module. Fully describe a wine from an unusual region or varietal. In this final module, end your journey into wine tasting with a project that will demonstrate your understanding of the process of wine tasting and the techniques using your senses that are required for accurate wine analysis. You'll apply the skills you've developed throughout this course to evaluate and describe a specific wine. Working with fellow learners in this peer review process, you will demonstrate your ability to describe the appellation, climate, winery, varietal, and winemaking style, as well as describe the visual and tactile aspects of the wine. You'll also describe the flavor and aroma of the wine and make decisions about the best and worst food pairings for the wine. So this is something which makes you appreciate too the work that goes into being a wine steward, a sommelier, and that's sommelier. So when you go out to a restaurant and you are, there's a reason why there's a wine list created a certain way for a particular restaurant, right? The potential pairings with what that restaurant offers and the different types that tend to be popular or in demand, as well as that rare wine that there's a possibility somebody's going to call for. So this is a marvelous course. And this gives you an indication as to how NTI structures its courses for everybody to access. So once upon a time, you will have to have a specialist course. And it will cost you good money. And it deserves to cost you good money. Let's not pretend that is not the case. But what NTI has done is taken that money aspect, not devaluing any other course out there, but giving everybody an opportunity. And this shows you how diverse the range of courses are. And there are so many courses that you did not even think there was a course for, and it may very well be a passion that you have, that they have something to enhance that passion and give you something new, a new skill. You see, Sluggy, when you go to shops, in inverted commas, the average shop, you may notice that they are selling a wider range of wine now than they used to sell.
Because
the taste and demand of the public has expanded. For example, sweet Moscato wines are very popular right now. Sweet red wines are very popular right now. But Chardonnay is not uncommon anymore. Sauvignon Blanc is not uncommon anymore. A white Bordeaux is not uncommon anymore. Because with the merging of social media, the merging of the world through social media, everything being available at the same time around the world, trends, tastes, styles, patterns, and then lots of programs about homemaking and food being a part of the home, and not just cooking, but entertaining. And it's not just predominantly women. Lots of men have an interest in that because they want to experience a bit more life, especially if times are hard, to say, hey, I have to enjoy myself in some way, and entertaining, I want to improve in that. It's gone from the days of just six beers, pack of nuts and chips. In them days, then that can happen sometimes, right? But surprise yourself and surprise your guests too, in a positive way. That's why it tells you to detect when something is wrong. So that's great on behalf of the NTA. And Sluggy, these courses can be found where?
www.nta.org.bb. Wow. www.nta.org.bb. And I want to salute the NTA. And like Ronnie said, like, the great thing about this is that they didn't devalue the content. That is the crazy part to me, that Ronnie, they did not devalue the content at all. So the content is very much the same as if you would have had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Which is great. And courses on everything. So check out the NTA, www.nta.org.bb. I also want to salute all the Bajan creators out there still trying to do a thing. Although they're the 12 o'clock curfew, you know, New Year's night is 2 o'clock, Christmas Eve, no curfew, having to try to plan things last minute, having to navigate all the different rules. They want us to loot all the creators, still trying to play their trade, call it. Ronnie said, it is extremely, extremely hard. We should all be charged, but they want us to loot Dave Brown. Dave Brown still trying to do his, Dave Brown not trying, Dave Brown still very much doing his stand up comedy.
And on Thursday, he's got a show. I was at the last one, you know. I went to the last one. I went and I enjoyed it tremendously. It's not the it's not the first time I've been there. And,
yes.
And if you want that world-class comedy from a Barbadian,
yes,
then that is a authentic, genuine, brilliant night. And the audience is very much involved, and he's blessed and possessed with a skill at will to respond. So, do yourself a favor. Don't go there to heckle. In the event you make that mistake of heckling Dave Brown, well, yes, all I have to tell you is that phone cameras are rolling, and you'll become viral rather quickly. And we're talking about things that he observes, particularly from a Barbadian view. And it's not, it is an adult show, and there must be adult shows that adults can go to. Yeah, right?
Of course, I'm an adult, and I enjoy those shows, and they want to be an adult show and be able to relax and enjoy it. So yeah, I agree. And he's giving away 2 tickets. Just wow. WhatsApp Dave Brown now.
What?
821-515-821-515-1.
Excellent.
WhatsApp Dave Brown. No, the first 2 people to WhatsApp Dave Brown, you get the tickets. 821-515-1. You get the stamp of approval from Mr. Nobby Clark.
Mm.
He said he's attended more than one, and he's thoroughly enjoyed it. World class.
It is. It is
stand-up comedy. From
great
a
setting.
Barbadian art.
A great place. A great place to enjoy. Great place to enjoy.
Jamestown Bar and Grill, nice atmosphere. I'm gonna think it's $25 by tickets, $35 at the door. 821-515-1. 821-515-1. This Thursday I'll be going out. I'll be going and attending and supporting my brother. They probably want to salute to him for despite all the challenges happening right now with entertainment and the creative, especially with him in adult comedy. It's very hard, and he's still married but playing his trade, because this is the way he makes his living. This is how he supports his child. Mm-hmm. This is how he pays his bills, his rent. This is how he makes a living. So I must salute that. So
let me give you a heads up, Sluggy. Tomorrow's Brass Tax Sunday is about entertainment and sport and the potential reopening. I say potential because Omicron is on the march, and that has reduced a lot of that activity in Holland and France and England to previous tight levels. And we have to watch that in Barbados, especially with such a strong UK base for tourism. So that's going to be interesting. And you're a man that I mean, fireworks are always exploding. There is a condition for entry where if you're not vaccinated, you're tested. That's fine. But performers are only allowed to perform if they are vaccinated and tested. So you can attend the event and not be vaccinated, but not watch a performer who is not vaccinated. And that restricts not only local artists. There are a significant number of overseas artists, especially reggae artists, that Barbados won't be seeing because of that particular clause. And we don't want a situation where local artists have to learn all the songs of these people that people are looking to see and hear perform just because of a condition that does not allow them to perform. And I think that's something that has to be addressed. I think it will be addressed tomorrow, Brass Tax Sunday, as well as other things, you know. So you're a man that is very keen on the scene, and I know that somebody must have asked you about that, because within our local dance hall community, for sure, that will cause a problem. It even extends to DJs. So that too will be interesting. And look, churches have to be 70% vaccinated. Now, I know in the book of Hebrews, it says, do not deny the assembling of yourselves together. But it doesn't say anything, only if you're 70% vaccinated. It doesn't say that. So, you know, no pun intended, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Let's make sure that the intentions take us on a different road, and let's have more discussion on that, because that is going to be a problem. Big problem. Big problem.
Yes. Tomorrow I'll be tuning in for sure. I'll be calling in for sure. A couple of days ago, I came back from Canada. So as you all will know, Omicron hit Canada, and Ontario, the exact province I was in is where it was hit by Omicron the most. And so I saw the navigation of their battling with Omicron and still having events, because I had events down there with me and my cousin and Extreme Song Crew. Mm-hmm. And we had it in Ontario and in Guelph. So I've faced that firsthand. So I'll be one of the poor people to speak about it. And coming back here, there was an attempt at the airport to put me in quarantine. I am fully vaccinated.
Right.
But I took a rapid test, which is the wrong test. Okay, granted. So when they come back to Barbados, they realize, well, they took the wrong COVID test. Mm-hmm. They said, well, I have to take a rapid test and wait a couple hours to get back my results.
Okay.
No. And they told me, listen, these places that you have to stay. So then my argument was, I told the lady at the airport, I live by myself. Mm-hmm. At myself,
okay,
my own home, and I'm fully vaccinated.
All right.
There are people in Barbados who are not vaccinated, who have corona and are still able to home quarantine.
Wow.
Why a person that's fully vaccinated, a negative rapid test, and lives at themselves, why can't they quarantine at home?
Fair question.
I am a perfect. No. The law states they can quarantine home. Mm-hmm. The provisions they've got, because the people are not vaccinated, have corona and still quarantine at home, then me who don't have corona, fully vaccinated and live at myself, then I should be allowed to quarantine home. But after, I must say though, after about 2 or 3 hours, the chief called me, mm-hmm. chief medical officer called me, and I was allowed to then go home.
Excellent.
I must say that I was allowed to go home, thankfully. But I just thought it was crazy, because I myself know people who are not vaccinated, who have corona, mm-hmm. and are home quarantine right now. So me who don't have corona and fully vaccinated, there's no reason why anyone should want me going anyone's place and quarantine. That is madness. And they had to pay $107 too that I never get back either.
You had to pay for the test?
No, not for the test. I had to pay for the room.
Okay.
For a couple hours.
Okay,
in
I
the room
gotcha.
for a couple hours until they go home, and I get back later. But I don't mind. But just
So
say
what? So
something.
while you were waiting for the test, you had to get a room?
Yeah, I had a quarantine by a quarantine facility.
Away from
But
the
then it
air,
was,
away from the airport.
yeah, because the results was coming back the next morning.
Oh, okay.
So it was just supposed to be for a night.
I
But
gotcha.
my biggest thing was then God let me quarantine at home and play it by myself.
Okay.
You know, right. So it wasn't an argument. The Bendy called it, it was an argument. Just that the it was just the person at the airport. So he can't blame the whole health sector for that. But that alone, that confusion there. And then when you speak about artists, all artists, that is DJs, actors, singers, comedians, poets, whoever, dancers, whomever. If you are a clown or a juggler, Ronnie, you've got to be vaccinated. If you are playing Santa Claus at a community concert on stage, Ronnie, if you are playing Santa Claus at a community concert on stage, you still have to be vaccinated, one, and a negative test,
But
right?
not,
Right,
but not
like.
the crowd though. Not the crowd. The same crowd
No,
that's in the same
no.
building doesn't have to be.
No, the croaker just come. I want to tell Barbados. I want to tell Barbados do some sports. I want to tell Barbados. I want to tell Barbados right now about some open air events where you don't have to do all that. That BIM Got Talent again, and they must thank before you go on. I must thank BOB and Starcom Network. I must thank Ronnie to be so accommodating, and because of us here at Basie Rhythm and Rhyme, that I get so much calls and so much attention. And like Ronnie said, like, we can't take these things for granted. Being able to be on air and reach so many people, we can't take these things for granted at all. I was just invited to seven concerts, Ronnie, seven concerts across Barbados. And I want to thank the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. And I want to thank Miss Donnelly. So we have some community concerts December 18th, that is tonight from 7, that is all now till 9 p.m. From 7 to 9 p.m., we'll be at Chequer Hall Playing Field. BIM Got Talent, our youth showcase will be there as well. December 18th, that is tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., that is Chequer Hall Pastor. So if you're in Chequer Hall listening, please head on down there. And then you have St. James, that is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., December 20th. St. James, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. again, St. James, that is December 20th. Trent's Village. Everyone know Trent's Village in St. James. That is December 20th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. On December the 22nd, we have Bridgefield in St. Thomas, 7 p.m. again, Bridgefield in St. Thomas. And on December 23rd, we have Dover Playing Field. December 23rd, Dover Playing Field, that is 7 p.m. again. Ronnie was saying they're getting invited to seven concerts. And on, so I'll tell you those again tonight, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight, Chequer Hall Playing Field, BIM Got Talent will be there. And then December 20th, Trent's Village, 7 p.m., BIM Got Talent will be there again. Then December 22nd, Bridgefield, St. Thomas, 7 p.m., BIM Got Talent will be there again, Ronnie. Then December 23rd, Dover Playing Field, 7 p.m., BIM Got Talent will be there again. And then December 27th, King George V Memorial Park, 7 p.m., BIM Got Talent will be there again. December 30th, The Glebe, St. George, 7 p.m., BIM Got Talent will be there again. And running January 1st, Carlyle Bay Beach Parade, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., BIM Got Talent will be there again. Thanks
Now,
to the
listen,
BMI.
I was on the highway today and I saw
Go ahead.
a container,
Caravan.
big
Caravan.
caravan. Is this what we're talking about?
Yes, that is where
Brilliant.
that is where the BTMI and BIM Got Talent will be taking that you saw through all the different places. St. Lucie, December 18th, 7 o'clock. St. James, December 20th, 7 o'clock. St. Thomas, December 22nd, 7 o'clock. Christchurch, that Dover Playing Field, 7 o'clock again. We are going to King George V Memorial Park, the 27th, 7 p.m. We are going to the Glebe St. George, December 30th, 7 p.m. I know, on January 1st, Carlyle Bay Beach. I know we'll post all of these on BIM Got Talent, all our platforms. And these will be up on the BTMA as well, the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. You can go and check them out, and these will be up there as well. And I just want to say that is so good that we can go into the communities. People don't go out stressed about all the things that's going on. Going on the playing fields, running, where you and your family can sit down miles away from everybody, not bother anyone, but still can enjoy yourselves and watch a concert for free. I am extremely pleased and happy for that. And BTM, you don't know how much I love and appreciate you for giving me that opportunity to show.
Who's going to be singing, Sluggy? Come on, don't keep us in suspense.
Well, the BTM, you're going to got people like John Yard and Mikey. And then, for me, you're going to got like my, yeah, then you got like my youngster, Kai Manny, that sang on Beijing Rhythm.
That's right.
So you see how what we are doing, Ronnie, bring opportunities for the young ones. So I must salute that. Kai Manny, that was on Beijing Rhythm, right? He be there. The little girl, the young lady, sorry, Harmony from Harrison's College, she'll be there as well.
Right.
Ronnie, remember we had Cindy Celeste on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, a young poet.
We did.
Yes, she'll be there as well. Remember we had Ahan J, many times, who's from Junior Soca Marna. She'll be there as well. Then Dynamo from Junior Soca Marna.
Fantastic Dynamo, man. Big shout.
Yeah. Then we did. Then you remember Don Ross, who's Russell Oliver's.
Oh, come on, how could I forget Don Ross?
Yeah, this will be public, not us. Don Ross will be there as well. Then we can got Nitro and his group rapping and so on in St. George. So that's well. And then everyone, in case you don't know, Ryan Blackman is a teacher at the Dower Jordan Secondary School. He's also the band leader of the Soca Monarch band.
But so hold on, the Cavalcade from 2017 up in Checker Hall. We had the Daryl Jordan Secondary School Steel Orchestra.
Yes.
So
well, hear what?
We play that all the time. We play that. So people hear that because of us, you know. And Ryan led that, and that's superb set at the 2017 Cavalcade. They're going to be there?
Yeah, here we're going on. No, here, this is what Ryan did for me, and it must salute teacher. This is nothing to do with him teaching at school, Ronnie. I must say this now. This is all him on his own, his free time. All of those three you saw from 2017, he brought them up into trios and duets. So for all seven concerts, a different duo or triet is going to perform at each concert. And there's
now,
seven concerts.
I am on record as saying that people say, how come we don't have more duets and vocal trios over the years, the same way we have Judy Clay and William Bell and Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston, and strategic pairings of artists is why we have the opportunity to hear that work today. It didn't happen by accident that they just went in studios. Oh, let me try a thing. It was, look, now we had... A lot of people forget Janice Thompson and Aubrey Cummings had a song, I Love You More Than I Can Say, and that was a big hit. Then you had Keith Kinch and Sue Grogan when they were singing for Savage, Where Do We Go From Here? And those are songs that are over 35 years old, and they still bless us today. And then you think of all the artists we had. We don't have a Richard Stout and Wendy Aline duet. We don't have a Carolyn Leacock. Well, we got Carolyn Leacock and John King when they did a Christmas album. And we got Carolyn Leacock and James when they won CBU with Musical Matrimony. But we don't, let's say, have a Carolyn with a Mike Grosvenor. Although people would say, well, Mike and Wendy sang all the time. But deliberately do it. We got Smokey Burt, the late, great Smokey Burt with Cynthia Lane, Get It Together. And that's still magic after over 45 years. So I'm happy to hear that that is being done. But I think on a national level, and the NCF's been doing a lot of work with artists and creatives, especially in this COVID period, they should say, you know what? We've got Alex Cage. Now, he's done a couple of songs with Nicholas teaming up, I guess, with Nikita, etc. But there should be an organization that says, listen, you see these 12 artists here, these 12 men and these 12 women? We need to do a project with original duets, and that's what we're pushing. One of them has to make it. One of those songs has to become a new favorite. Walk Away From Love was a new song once upon a time, but it's a classic now. And in 1984, you would have had Lionel Richie singing Penny Lover. You would have had Michael Jackson singing Lady of My Life, Teddy Pendergrass with the album Love Language. And with all them songs, tell me which song of all them songs versus Walk Away From Love plays more in Barbados today and arguably since then. Shirley Stewart, Triple Extra. True. But that's because it was recorded, first of all, and it was played. and people loved it. You go to a wedding reception, well, I guess not in these days, but before COVID, wedding reception, the DJ would play some strange songs, but he'd get the people on the floor. Walk Away From Love at a wedding reception. I Just Can't Be With You by Julie Boucher at a wedding reception. Yeah. Stealing Love on the Side by Carlene Davis at a wedding. Them three songs playing at every wedding reception. And if you don't play them, you know, the people feel they ain't got value for money. I played a wedding reception once, and I was asked by the bride to play Husband by Shirley Murdoch. Now, the title might seem appropriate, but the lyric said, "Husband, my desire for you is strong, but I won't do wrong because I know in your heart, I know in my heart that you are somebody's husband." I must tell you, the marriage didn't last very long, but it's not because I played that song. That's all I wanted to tell you. So here we are now, coming up to the end. So I got something here with you on standby. Tell us about this concert on YouTube.
Oh, yes. This concert, Youth at Christmas, this was where Mr. Randy Eastman and I partnered with John Yard and Nisha Woods and some awesome people to bring some light to some awesome young performers. We teamed up, we got a lot of young performers, Carissa Chase, you know, Ahanjia Daniel, you know, you got Tariq Ellis, who's record on drums, playing percussion, the entire band is the band of young men, and it is a concert that we seek to help raise funds to help youth that are at risk, because through Randy teaching at Parkinson, you know, he's attached to the Ministry of Education, and then what I do with BIM Got Talent, you know, unfortunately, daily I come across hundreds of children in Barbados alone that so desperately need help. And the sad thing is, Ronnie, no matter how much help I get, no matter how much I could get, $40,000 here, no, and I'm not exaggerating, and being extremely honest and open with Barbados, if I get $40,000 right here, no, and it still can't even create a dent in the help that young people need. Like, some young people, it's not their responsibility to pay bills, but if they don't have money coming in, the bills at home are being paid, Ronnie. And this is things that happen to young persons in Barbados right now, bro. So this concert, we help see to help the raise funds to help at-risk youth. And it's a whole host of talent, Youth in the Spotlight. You can check out Youth in the Spotlight on Facebook or on IG. I want to salute Barbados for helping us out. I want to big up pawnbrokers for coming through, you know. You all can WhatsApp me for much more info, 236-3534. 236-3534. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Basic Rhythm. I really want to encourage you to continue reaching out and doing it. And everyone, I reach out to Slug You Down for BIM Got Talent and for help. I love and appreciate you. Ronnie, hope you have a really, really good weekend. I'm going to be listening to the concert afterwards. But I hope, bro, you have a good weekend and an even better week. And I hope that the goodness of the world and the love of God to shower down upon you during this Christmas season.
And brother, likewise for you, my brother. Just a quick note, given the venue where Di Brown has his show, you don't have to, as far as I'm aware, you don't have to present a test to get inside there.
No, you don't have to. That's a good thing. Protocols, though.
Of course, mask, distancing, correct?
Yeah, very, very straight. They're very, very straight.
Oh, they're brilliant. They're brilliant. And the service is fantastic as well.
No, the service is A-class. Just you don't have to do testing, but for sure you won't be able to go around people or anything. Jamestown Bar and Grill, their protocols are incredible.
And let me put this in here, Sluggy. Listen, when you're coming out, take some dollars with you, but you don't have to break the bank. The wings are worth it. And you will love the price as well. You know, my issue is having to share the wings, but that's another story for another time. All right, Sluggy Dan, you have a wonderful Saturday, man. All right.
This is the boy Sluggy Dan, and I'm out.
Hey, Sluggy Dan is out, and let's do this.
Virtual benefit concert, Youth at Christmas. I want to thank you for joining us. If you want to donate, information is going to be at the bottom of your screen. Just follow instructions. It's plain and simple. It's very easy. Tonight, we have a host of exciting performances. I want you to stay there and look out for interesting words from our Caribbean brothers and our brothers and sisters in the UK. Thanks for joining us. Youth at Christmas virtual benefit concert.
Thank you, Sluggy Dan. And of course, we're going to be going up until 8 o'clock because at 8 o'clock, we will be on board the MV VOBO protocols in place. And Captain Bubbler, he's getting ready to set sail on smooth sailing Saturn. So, Sluggy Dan and team, take it away.
Our next performer is a former student of the Aline School and has music running in her veins. From an early age, Hannah Agard was heavily influenced by the music played by her mother, Joy Neblett, who once worked as a popular karaoke DJ. In addition, Hannah was privileged to experience entertainment firsthand with her sister, Amber Orano, who quickly rose to recognition in the reggae fraternity on the Barbadian music scene. Ladies and gentlemen, Hannah Agard singing My Grown-Up Christmas.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now and still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. Grown-up Christmas list, not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal our hearts. And must list.
All the way from Antigua with a very special word, our brother DJ Elements.
Hi guys, my name is DJ Elements from the island of Antigua and Barbuda, and right now to anyone watching this video, I'm sending you good vibes and positive energy. Alright? I know that this year hasn't been the best of years. 2020 has been crazy. We've all been impacted by COVID-19, and my heart goes out to each and every one of you. And as we approach the holidays, my heart goes out especially to the children out there who are vulnerable at this time. We can and we will get through this pandemic together. So, if you want to help me to reach a child in need this Christmas, all you gotta do is follow this link below and of course donate to the Youth at Christmas virtual benefit concert as I join my friends from around the region in song to bring joy to your homes this Christmas. I also wanna say special thank you to the Youth in the Spotlight Development Program and Charitable Trust. DJ Elements.